Yeah, because you think your old way of doing things is the right way when it's not. You say that what I'm doing is new when it's not. Okay? Old doctrines like Zionism, the pre-tribulation rapture, and dispensationalism are actually new doctrines that have infiltrated churches and have caused people to think, oh, yeah, well, that's what the Bible teaches. And don't you hate this phrase? Oh, I just believe the Bible, brother. Yeah. As they're teaching false doctrine. What? Oh, I just believe what the Bible says, brother. You know, Jesus didn't go to hell, brother. I just believe what the Bible says. It's like, so you don't believe the Bible. Because what you're teaching and what the Bible says are polar opposites. Yeah. And look, folks, you can say that phrase all you want. It doesn't make your lie the truth. You can repeat that lie all you want to yourself. The only person you're deceiving is yourself.
Right.
The rest of us, you just are laughing stock.
Yeah.
So out with the old doctrine, in with the new. And you know what? Our type of church, there's certain doctrines that we emphasize, do we not?
Yeah.
When it comes to essential doctrines, once saved, always saved.
Amen.
Easy believism. When it comes to secondary doctrines, yeah, we reject Zionism and we promote replacement theology. We reject the pre-tribulation fraud, and we promote the post-trib pre-wrath rapture.
Amen. Yeah.
Why? Because this is what the Bible teaches. And you know why we double down on those doctrines? Because for years, independent fundamental Baptists, who are supposed to be the spearhead, the head of the spear, leading this whole thing, has been teaching those doctrines and fighting against our type of doctrine.
Yeah.
So now we have to come back and say, no, this is wrong. Out with the old, in with the new. Go to Exodus chapter 32. Exodus chapter 32. So it's out with old doctrine, in with new doctrine that we obviously know is not new. It's just new to them.
Right, yeah.
But not only that, let me talk about this. Out with the old leadership, in with the new.
Yeah.
Out with the old leadership, in with the new. Folks, when you study the Bible, it doesn't matter how old someone was, God will replace them like that.
Right.
If they cross the line, he replaced that leader and said, you're done.
Right.
And sometimes God was rude about it.
Yeah.
Like when he replaced Moses with Joshua.
Yep.
Moses put in all this work to get the children to the promised land. And then God says, you can't go. Because you disobeyed me. And in fact, go on the top of that mountain and look at what you could have had. That's what he told him.
Yeah.
He says, go on the top of the mountain and go look at what you could have had, but because you disobeyed me, you're not going to go there.
Yep.
I mean, that sucks. It's just like, wow, all this I worked for 40 years and I'm not going to get it. Now, obviously, he got something better.
Amen.
Because he died and he went to heaven to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
Okay.